Well, so the biggest issue for most people is how they're going to get started. And that means finding the money to start investing in real estate. So I'm going to talk to you about three sources of money that you would use the most. Number one, it's obviously your own money. So if you have savings, you may want to use that because then you don't have to pay an interest to anybody. So let's explore the options. Resource number one, it could be your life insurance policy. If you had a whole life policy for a while, you may have some cash value inside that you may be able to borrow from. You also can't use it as a collateral when you're applying for a loan. That's unusual, but it's worth to explore with your wealth advisor. Resource number two, advance on your salary. If you work for a big company, you may have this as a benefit. It could be for current employees that have been working for the company for years or for retired employees. Check out with your HR department and see if they have that option. Number three, maybe you can sell some unneeded personal property. Maybe you have a boat that is not working and that is just collecting dust. You may have unused appliances that you no longer need. Maybe you have a trailer as well that is getting old and you no longer want it. That might be enough to jumpstart that down payment. Number four, this probably one of the most common one is to refinance a property that you already own. If you already have an investment property, you can also refinance your own personal property. If you had your principal residence for a while, you may have large equity, and that might be enough to get you into the next investment property. Number five, future inheritances or trusts. If you know that you have an inheritance coming to you, or you have a trust set up, you may be able to borrow against it. That's something that is worth exploring. You may or may not be able to do it, but check in with your lawyer. It won't hurt. And you might be able to find some other sources that you can use to buy that property. Number six is a HELOC or a home equity line of credit. If you own your personal residence, you may be able to set up a HELOC for the equity that is accumulated in your property. The good thing about a HELOC is that it works like a credit card. And if you need to use the funds, you don't have to requalify. So as soon as you repay it, then the funds are available to you instead of doing a refinance. In Canada, we can borrow money from RRSPs under the Home Buyers Program. And you can repay that money back in 15 years. Every individual is entitled to take up to $35,000 from their RRSP. And if you do have a partner that has also funds there, you may have available another $35,000 for a total of $70,000. Number eight, the bank of mom and dad. It is no surprising to know that Canadians are having a hard time putting together the down payment to start buying real estate. So they are going back to their parents and ask for money. This is something that a lot of people are doing. And if you are one of them, just ensure that you have that donor letter and that the down payment that they are giving you, it is transferred to your own account so you can send that to your mortgage broker to ensure that you qualify for it. Another way that you can do this is by getting a partner. If somebody else wants to start investing with you, it could be your brother, it could be your friend, it could be another family member. That they have a little bit of money, but they don't have enough themselves, and you don't have enough. So you can put it together and buy a property together to start investing in real estate. You may or may not want to live there, but if it is a property that you're going to use as an investment property, you can collect rents and split the profit. You also can have silent partners, or they are also called money partners. And these people have the money, but they don't have the time or the interest to do any of the transactions. So if you can do the active part of it and they can give you the funds, and split the profits, that would be a sweet deal. And the last one is you can also approach sellers. Depending on where they are in life and depending on their goals, they may be able to give you the opportunity to buy the property and secure the sale of the house by getting the funds from you on a monthly basis. So they will get their payment for the mortgage, and they will get either an additional payment or an extra monies put into the payment for maybe 1 or 2 years, depending on the deal that you can negotiate with them. This is advantageous for a lot of people that are retiring and that they don't have a mortgage anymore in the property. So they really are not putting money out of their pockets to sustain the property. However, they would like to have the cash flow coming in. So that's where you come in. And if that's what they're looking for, you might be the solution. The second thing is also if they're selling the property in stages. So every year you're giving them money and they don't have to pay all of these to the tax man all at once. So they may be open to do this with you. So it's worth exploring. Talk to the seller and see if there's anything that you can negotiate with them. I hope this gives you some ideas of where you can start. Let me know if you have any other sources of funds for your next property.